Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and I am so happy and delighted to be with you here today. Today, I am celebrating all mothers around the world. Thank you so much for showing up and for always sharing your love and light to your kids. As we celebrate Mother's Day, giving thanks to the mothers that give birth to us, because we would not be alive without them. Giving thanks to our own bodies for being able to birth our kids. I am so happy and grateful now that I am a mom to three beautiful kids. I feel so blessed every day. And as we go into Mother's Day, I want to give you some hints and tips that maybe if you are struggling being a mom, because the struggle is real. It is hard being a mom. No one prepares you for it. You get handed a baby straight after you've given birth. Good luck and God bless. You have now become a chef. You have become a nurse. You have become a 24-hour carer for her human life. Nothing in school prepares you for this. So again, you might also be like me. My first operation was a C-section when I was having my identical twins 10 weeks early. Again. Nothing prepared you for this. So to all the mommies out there who have gone through potentially difficult pregnancies or traumatic births, or even after the fact that there's things going on with their kids and that, this is your time to pause, connect in. And I just want to tell you, if no one else has today, you are doing an incredible job. You are amazing. And again, if this is for someone that their mom has potentially, let's say, passed away, know that that love is still there, that vibration, that frequency is still radiating from heaven down to you. You have that connection, you have that bond, and that bond will never die. I would like all the moms out there now who's potentially listening to this, or if you're not a mom, please share this with a mom that you know that it might help them today. Celebrating non-scale victories is so important as a mom. Did you manage to squeeze in a quick workout or finally finish a chapter in a book maybe while the baby is down for a nap or while the kids are in school? Remember, the house doesn't need to be spotless every single day, 7 days a week, 24/7. No one is judging you. You need to be able to rest, relax. Also, start taking a few deep breaths, even when you're waiting in line. Go for a cup of coffee or a herbal tea or whatever and treat yourself. Schedule your self-care. Block out time in the calendar. Like me, what me and my husband do, we have a shared calendar on our phones. So we know when each other is doing something, but especially for me, one, obviously being self-employed, but two, around the kids if they've birthday parties coming up. But for me, I always schedule my self-care. So my husband knows this is when I'm going on my, you know, getting my self-care done. Now, I know some of you might be listening to this and you might be a single mom going, huh, easy for her, she has a husband. I also was a widow at one point and a single mother. So I get the struggle. The struggle is real. And again, to all you single mommies out there, wow. Kudos, high five. It is a hard, hard job. Being a parent is a hard job, full stop. But being a single parent, and obviously I can only talk from where I came from, which was being a single mom, it is a hard job to do because it's all on you. Even though, being honest with you, sometimes when you're in a marriage, it's all on you anyway. But again, You still need to schedule your self-care. And I done that when I was a single mom. I made sure that I had things in place so that I could fill up my own cup so that I could be everything to my son. Like, I was a single mom from the age that my son was 10 months old. And I was a single mom up until he was, I don't know, 3 and a half, nearly four. So again, you have to remember that no one is coming, first and foremost, to knock on the door and say, would you like to go for a massage? Would you like to go on a night away? Would you like to go? Now, obviously, someone might say to you, do you want to go on a night away? But schedule these things for yourself. Schedule what's going to spark joy in you. Let go of the mommy guilt. You are not going to be perfect every day, and that's okay. Forgive yourself for mistakes and move forward. Oh my goodness. And if you follow me on any platform, you might see have seen that I put up the Ho'oponopono, and I think I've done a podcast episode about it. Anyway, what does that mean? It is a forgiveness prayer, a Hawaiian prayer. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. This is something you can say repeatedly to yourself or to others. Again, it is a beautiful meditation that I've recorded. If you can't find it anywhere, feel free to reach out to me. I can send it to you. But mommy guilt is so hard. Oh my God. It is such a hard thing that we struggle with on a daily basis sometimes. Now, I do catch myself a lot when I'm in it to snap out of it. But again, you need to forgive yourself. You are learning and growing every single day. No one comes to you as soon as you give birth to go, here, this is exactly what's going to happen. This is how to deal with it. No one does. You're literally handed a baby. You're now a nurse, a chef. You're all of these things, lack of sleep, sleep deprivation, all these things going on. But yet you're still meant to function, clean a house, cook meals. Da, 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 da. No, stop. Stop. Take that deep breath. Bring it back to know that you are doing the best you can with the knowledge that you have, but know that it is a journey, not a race. Don't compare your motherhood journey to others either on social media. You're doing a great job in your own unique way. Celebrate your body. This is a big one. Your body has done incredible things. Focus on what your body can do, not just how it looks. Do not look in that mirror and go, oh my God, the stretch marks and summer is coming and da, 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 da. I know, I've done it. But again, look at that body and go, this created a life or lives. I have three kids, so it created three. Like, that's crazy. You have created a human being out of your body. Like, close your eyes. Close your eyes right now if you're not driving. You, in your womb space, have created a full-blown person. And you then gave birth to that person. And that person is now living and breathing because of you. Like, mother of God, it should be Mother's Day every day. We should be getting massaged on a daily basis and pampered on a daily basis. We went through 9 months of growing a baby. But what happens? You're handed the baby. Good luck. God bless. 3 months to 6 months after that, get back out to work. Do this, do that. Again, nothing wrong with all of those things. I love my work. I love working. But there's so much pressure that we put on ourselves to do all the things, to be all the things. And this is your, basically, what I want you to get from this podcast episode today is you are doing amazing. Stop comparing yourself to others. Reconnect with yourself. Rediscover your passions. Now this, if you've been following me for ages, you know this happened to me. When I became a widow, and when I became a single mom, I literally lost myself. Who am I? Hadn't a clue. I knew my name was Leanne. Obviously, this wasn't me having a psychotic break either. Like, I obviously knew who I was, but I was numb to the fact of, what am I anymore? Like, what? I'd no desires. I'd no passion. I'd no nothing. I'd lost that kind of spark. Now, of course, obviously, that's going to happen when you were dealt the card that I was dealt. But I had to then rediscover myself. So again, that goes when you go on the personal development journey, the spiritual development journey. That's what I ended up doing. One, at the age of 33, I ended up falling back in love with myself. My son was 2 at the time. I think it was the first time I ever really loved myself. But that was working deeply with my mindset to discover, what do I actually like in life? What do I want in life versus going with the status quo? Plus as well, what you might find when you become a mom is the things that you used to love, you don't like anymore. And that's okay, because we change. Connect with others. Nurture your friendships. Schedule time with other moms. Not other moms now that are going to make you feel bad in yourself, but other moms that are going to help uplift you. Ask for help. Don't be afraid to delegate or ask for help. My family were incredible. I was surrounded by so many incredible people. One when I had Jack, and then 2 when I had the twins. I was very fortunate and blessed to have so much love and support around me. But I do get that that isn't the case for everyone. So again, be proud of yourself that you're being everything right now. But is there little things that you can do to try and ask for help and support? Don't ever feel less than asking for help. Take it as you're being courageous asking for help. That is showing strength by asking for help. So start even a gratitude practice today. And obviously this podcast episode comes out on Wednesday and it's not Mother's Day till Sunday. Maybe gift your mom a gratitude journal. Or if you're a mom listening to this, gift yourself a gratitude journal. Take a few minutes each day, because you know I love gratitude journaling. And reflect on things that you are grateful for, including yourself. Yes, you heard me right. I want you to include yourself on your gratitude list. Remember, self-love is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself and celebrate all the amazing things you are as a mom and as an individual. Because again, we can lose ourselves being the mother, being the wife. Who are you? You are the most unique, beautiful person there is. There is only one of you on the planet. Find yourself, nurture yourself, love yourself, and know that you're doing a great job. Pat yourself in the back. You are amazing. So again, to all the mommies out there, love on yourself. Love on yourself deeply. Celebrate this Mother's Day because you are incredible. You give birth to human beings. It's crazy. It is nuts. It is inconceivable what we do. But we do it and it's done on a daily basis. So be proud of yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Know that you are amazing. And always come back to a place of love to raise your vibration on a daily basis, connecting in with your breath. And know that this too shall pass. So as I end every podcast episode, I am sending you so much love from my heart chakra to yours. And if you feel this will help anyone today, please feel free to share it. Have the most amazing, beautiful Mother's Day to all the mummies out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.